All right, so we'll start by discussing data mapping. And data mapping is all you need to do as long as you are using very explicit parallelism. So if your entire program, as in the Fortran, I mean, when we did HBF for Laplace equation, we wrote everything in terms of the array syntax. There was all there was. It was just arrays and functions on arrays. So as long as the only thing we have to do for such an HBF program is to tell the compiler where to put the data. It requires no other parallel instructions because the compiler knows that A equals B plus C can be implemented in parallel, and it knows how to do it. And if it has a Fortran 90 function, it knows the parallel implementation of every Fortran 90 function because that's what's built into its runtime library. So as long as everything's expressed at the array level as opposed to the element level, all we need to do is tell the compiler where to put the data. And so that's the simplest form of HBF. The problem with that form is that we will find that when we get to the more interesting or more complicated algorithms, we will find it rather hard to express it using the existing arrays. The real problem is the existing functions. You can view the so-called for all instruction as a method of generating general intrinsic functions which manipulate arrays. Because the standard suite of sums and prefixes and scatters are just insufficient for a lot of applications because they require a more complicated structure in the algorithm. And so, although data mapping is all we need for this particular class of problem, as I said, I think the majority of HPF will require for all, and we will discuss for all, presumably not today. And as it says here, it's the owner compute rule that says that as long as the instructions are explicitly parallel, which array instructions are, all we have to do is to map the data. It mentions here that towards the end of this discussion, we will mention the so-called HBF2 extensions. HBF2 is meant to be get its final public inspection at Supercomputing 96 conference in November, and it has a set of simplifications and extensions of HBF. One of the extensions is actually a violation of the, well, it's not a violation, it's a way for the programmer to tell the compiler not to use the owner computes rule. So that's what it says here by the on home. Okay. So we're going to look at the distribute command and the corresponding dynamic redistribute command and the align and the corresponding dynamic realign command.